إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, we continue with our series on managing ourselves, and today I want to talk to you about what is perhaps the simplest of the tools but the most effective, and that is the ability to say no. That's all. The ability to say no. The vast majority of our time wasters happens because we cannot say no, or we feel we cannot say no. A lot of people labor under the misconception that if they say no to somebody, then it will spoil the relationship and this will happen and that will happen. All of which is completely false, but you will never realize that unless you actually say no. So, how to say no? First and foremost, before we go to how to say no, who to say no to? You must say no to all time wasters. Some of these time wasters are events and they are activities. Other time wasters are people. And you need to say no to all of them. How do you decide who is a time waster? Back to the first lesson, which is your life goal. Whoever is calling you to do something which does not contribute to your life goal is a time waster, no matter who it is, no matter what he is calling towards. So, very simple way of finding out, does this help me achieve my life goal? If it doesn't help you to achieve your life goal, it's a time waster. Among the things which are time wasters, absolute number one, I mentioned this before just to reiterate, absolute number one, social media, absolute number one, equal, if not more, television, newspapers, reading the papers. Please understand, I'm not saying don't read the news, don't read the newspapers. There is a big difference between reading newspapers and getting news. Today, especially with the internet, you have news consolidators which send you actual news. Newspapers are propaganda machines, and the other day I sent out on the group this thing of Wall Street Journal, exact same event reported in two completely different ways, because they are catering to two completely different markets, right? So newspapers are propaganda machines. They tell you what to think about and they tell you how to think about that. Now, you don't need that. So, sitting and reading those newspapers and especially getting worked up about it is total rubbish. They may have a business model why they are doing that, but you are reading it thinking it is news. It's not news. It's doctored version of something which is trying to, you know, we call it thought steering. So, it's taking you to your thoughts, steering your thoughts to where they want it to go. So, these are in terms of even people, of course, each one of us in our lives, we know who they are. The time wasters, simply say no. Yeah, Alhamdulillah, I can say in my life there is not one single time waster. No human being, because if he's there, he's already gone. So, whoever I meet adds value to me, Alhamdulillah. If he doesn't add value to me, I say Assalamu alaikum, khalas. So, say no. And how to say no? Say no by saying yes. Right? Say no by saying yes. And the reason I'm saying is because, especially our culture, you know, the Eastern cultures, the Middle East, South Asia, all our cultures. We don't like to say no to somebody directly. This is against our culture. So, even in business deals and so on, if the person says, okay, I'll think about this, it means no. You go to America, he will tell you straight away, sorry, it doesn't make sense, goodbye. But we are, you know, more, I don't know whether to call it polite or what, but frankly, I prefer the American way. Say no, khalas, finish, end of, I am not wasting any more time with you. I know this, I don't have to come back to you. But when you say, it's like a hook, you know, you say, no, I'll let me think about it. So then I also feel, oh, maybe I should check back with this person. That person is not thinking, he's done, he's finished with thinking. Yeah, that is no. But unless you understand the culture, you don't understand that. So you waste some more time going back to the person and so on and so on. So anyway, that's a different issue. But the point is that we don't like to say no, and this is a very detrimental thing as far as managing time is concerned. So, say no by saying yes. For example, somebody comes to you and says, I need to talk to you. Now you are in the middle of a task. You have to finish the task. This person says he wants to talk to you. He has not taken an appointment. He hasn't told you, I want to come and meet you for this and that, right? So how do you say no by saying yes? You say, fantastic, lovely, I will talk to you. Please come back at 4 o'clock. So I've not said no. I didn't say get out of my face. I'm saying very clearly, please come back at 4 o'clock. Khalas. So by 4 o'clock, if he is serious, he will come. If he is not serious, or if he solved his problem, alhamdulillah, he won't come back. So both ways you are okay. So say no by saying yes. Number two, set an example for yourself. Never drop in on somebody. You know what droppings are, right? Droppings are not nice things. So don't become a dropping of something. So don't do that. Take appointment. There's nothing. People think this is, oh, why should you be so formal? Please be formal, because by being formal, you are respecting somebody else's time. I'm not saying take an appointment in writing, you send a formal letter and then ask for a signature. No, just ask, I need to talk to you about something, when can I come? That is the polite thing to do. So do that. Don't just phone somebody, send a SMS message or send a WhatsApp message or something. I need to talk to you for something, what is a good time to call you? Show respect for people's time. And you will find that people will show respect for your time. Number three, make punctuality into an absolute dogmatic obsession. Time is a number. Time is not an interpretation. There is no tafsir of time. 5 o'clock is 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock is not, at some point where the sun is here and there. 5 o'clock is a number. So if somebody says 5 p.m., you be there at 5 p.m. You be there 2 minutes, 3 minutes early, that's fine, right? I had this happens to me all the time. And of course, really makes no difference because I walk away, simple as that. Somebody wanted to meet me, very urgent, this, that, took an appointment. I said, come at Asar. Asar is at 5. I prayed Asar. I sat and finished my Azkar and all that. By which time, it's about 5:50, no sign of the person, I went up. Now, after that, the person comes. Somebody comes and tells me, so and so has come. I said, sir, I'm sorry, I'm not available. When can I come again? I said, I don't know. Why must I give you a time? I gave you a time, you don't stick to that. Why must I give you another time? So your luck. But it's at the same time, I was interviewed by the Delhi bureau chief of Kyodo News Agency, which is the national news agency of Japan, Japanese man. I told him 5 o'clock. 10 minutes to 5, Azhar was coordinating the thing. 10 minutes to 5, he calls and says, I am standing outside your gate. I will come in at 2 minutes to 5. I just want to make sure I'm at the right location. So Azhar told him, no problem, you can come now and we'll have you seated and so on and so forth. So they came at 5 minutes to 5. They were seated there. By the time we finished our salah and so on, we went there. Everything is set, everything in line. Because they come from a culture which is obsessive about punctuality. So do that. It shows that you have self-respect, and unless you have self-respect, nobody else will respect you. Because if you don't respect yourself, giving somebody a time and not turning up, people give time, and even though we live today in the world of mobile phones and whatnot, they do not even have the courtesy to phone and say, I am sorry, I gave you this time, I am stuck in traffic or whatever, so I am unable to make it. Not even that. Then they come and tell you, so first of all, you gave me your time, then you didn't turn up on time, you're wasting my time. Now you come back and tell me a sob story, so I have to listen to another 5 minutes worth of nonsense. For what? I got stuck in traffic. So traffic, you just discovered there is traffic. I mean, you did not know there is traffic in this world. So seriously, have self-respect. And respect time, then people will also respect you. And if people treat you like that, simply say, no, khalas. I gave you a time, 5 o'clock. It means 5 o'clock. Does not mean anything else. And I have found from my own life, and I'll tell you this much. If you do that, then even the worst time wasters will not do it to you. Because they know, if they come, you are not there. The train is gone. The plane is flown. I mean, you want to catch the flight, you have to be on time. So they will do all this rubbish with somebody else, but with you, they will always be on time. They will come correctly. So respect that issue of time. Final point is that time wasting happens in two ways. One is by preventing you from doing what you should be doing. So totally prevention. The other one is by taking you away into something which is of less value, which is equally bad. So, it's easy to understand that in a religious context, where because of your scheduling of time, right, the typical thing which we keep on mentioning all the time is we stay up late, and because we stay up late, then we can't, either we miss Fajr altogether, and if we, even if you don't miss Fajr, you have to pray at home or something because you woke up late and you miss the Fajr in the masjid. So, instead of getting 27 times the sawab, you got one time the sawab. So, now shaitan made you do something which gave you some reward but prevented you from a far greater reward. And as I mentioned, it's to me it's a simple matter of iman. How much iman do you have? Because do you really believe in the akhirah? If you really believe in the akhirah, then why are you praying at home when you can go to the masjid so easily? Right? I mean, somebody sent me a lecture the other day, and the sheikh was talking about how there are only 10 people in Fajr Salah, and how there are only about 20 people in Isha Salah, and this is in America. And he says, you know, people live within 10 minutes from the masjid, meaning 10 minutes driving time, right? Now, I've lived in America, I know the masjid, I know what it means even to drive 10 minutes in winter, so it's not easy, right? So, I'm listening to that and I'm laughing to myself, because I'm saying here we have a situation where you are 1 minute walking time from the masjid, and you still don't go there. Forget about 10 minute driving time. You are 1 minute walking time from the masjid and you still don't go there. So, what are you going to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And you have no winter to worry about, and there's no snow and there's no hail and there's no nothing. Ajib. So, the thing you have to ask yourself is, do you really have iman? Do you really have iman? Do you really believe in the akhirah? Because if you really believe in the akhirah, then why are you not in the masjid? It's as simple as that. It is as simple as that. And the way to do that is to say no to all those time wasters which are preventing you from doing what you know to be correct. It's not a matter of, it's not my opinion. This is not rocket science which I just spoke to you. You as if it's nothing that you didn't know. You know all of this and more already. Issue is to practice it. So, and why does it, very simple. Why does it not happen? Because we don't sleep on time. It is humanly impossible. If you are going to be up till 2 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the morning, then how are you going to come to the masjid at 4:45 or 4:30 or something? It's not possible. I mean, your body needs some rest. Now, once you sleep, you are dead to the world. I mean, there's no way that no alarm clock, nothing will wake you up. And the reason is what? Is your own lack of managing of your time. And if you ask yourself, what was I doing at that 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the night? How is that thing, whichever it was I was doing, maybe it's not haram, I'm not saying it's haram. I'm saying, is that thing going to help you on the day of judgment? Is that thing going to help you even in this dunya, in terms of your career, in terms of your life? Just ask these two questions, simple as that. Because you will find that the people who will go ahead of you, the people who will be miles ahead of you, will be people who had exactly the same choices, but they picked another choice. So, if when you were doing something which was halal, it was not haram, but it was, you know, non-value adding, that other person was doing something which was value adding. And it all counts. So, in this dunya, as well as in the akhirah, you will find that there are people, and you will stand there and wonder, the same guy who was with me, what happened to him? How come he's there? He is there because he made the right choices. She made the right choices. And you are wherever you are, in whichever ditch you are, in this dunya and the akhirah, because you chose the wrong things. And the key to that is what? To say no. So, final point is, say no to yourself. You're talking about saying no to people, saying no to events. Say no to yourself, your own desires. I will not do this because it does not add value. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.